Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. It's 7 till, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller, president and founder of M3 Learning. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find all of his outstanding sales leadership, sales management leadership information, his books, his writing, how he can help you, m3learning.com. Skip, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the loss of selling skills, the challenge that we have getting in front of people, and not only are they resisting us more, but we're doing a poorer job of overcoming that resistance. And we think technology will help, and it is a tool, but it doesn't solve the human contact issue. And you know, I still believe in what I call Nesbitt's razor. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. If you can find out how to deliver more high touch today, you will stand out among competitors with people who don't even realize that that's what they need. Skip, I believe humans today are, if they're anxious, if they're unsettled, it's because they don't realize they're seeking human connection and they're not getting it. What do you think?
So if you're a small business owner, right, and you've got one or two or a couple salespeople, have them call, physically phone call, 5 prospects a week, 5 prospects a day. Just pick up the phone and dial. You won't get through, but at least they're take baby steps to start opening up communication and overcoming these initial fears of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of failure. So, you know, have them walk out and go to a building and knock on a door and ask for the president, ask for the buyer. Just
right.
Have them create some weekly goals, because it's all about baby steps here, Jim. And if people can just take one step towards, you know, boy, I don't know how to do that. Well, let's just throw you out of the nest and see what happens.
You know, Skip, I tell people to stalk a prospect. I tell them to stalk them. Find out where they go. Find out, are they members of a Rotary Club? Are they members of the Chamber of Commerce? Where do they get a beer? And somehow show up there and find a way to get to meet them. Say hello, hi, you know, or Skip. I got this prospect named Jackson. Don't you live next door to a Jackson? Is that his brother? I mean, somehow find a way to get introduced face to face. If you're selling big tickets.
Just don't tell people you're selling socks, Skip.
I'm talking about big ticket stuff, right?
Yeah. No. Guys, you got to get out behind the desk, behind the Google searches, behind the inbound lead gen, which is good. But that extra 20% at the end of the year is going to nail you if you start doing stuff. Now, take some goals, put them together, you know, go out, go to a trade show and go booth to booth and say, hi, is the VP of marketing here? May I speak with him? The VP of marketing has nothing to do. All the people running the booth are doing stuff.
You know what's funny, Skip? I bet you've experienced this. When I've gone to conventions as an exhibitor, I've gotten more business over the years from fellow exhibitors than I got from the attendees. How about that?
I ran a trade show company, so I know that the senior people, when they come to trade show, have nothing to do because all the minions are doing everything.
And the decision makers show up there. A lot of them do.
They spend a lot of money on a booth. They want to be there.
Yeah. Last thoughts, Skip. How should we wrap this up?
Small business owners, set some weekly goals. I wouldn't say stalk them, but multiple touches to somebody so at least you get them on the phone. And prepare them when the guy goes, okay, tell me what you got. And the answer is, we have a lot, but before I go, could you tell me what your needs are, what you're doing and where your gaps are, so I could understand maybe if we can help or not.
How about just say, tell me what you guys do here. Tell me what you do. I'm fascinated by your company. What do you do? How do you do it?
Who are your customers? You just can't fake it.
Yeah.
You got to be real about it. You got to really want to have that curiosity.
That's right. That's right. You got to be curious. Hey, I need your website again, Skip.
M3Learning.com. So M3 stands for Miller and his three kids. M3Learning.com. And tons of stuff on there and ways to get a hold of us. We got good white papers. Tons of great videos on my M3Learning.com YouTube. They're all free.
And all the books are there. Hey, Skip, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.